back over and over and over again.
That's Texas emergency physician Dr. J. Max Slaughter, who's popular on the social media platform TikTok for his explanations of medical conditions.
The other way this happens is if a child is like falling and the parent tries to stop them from falling and they happen to grab them by the elbow and pull up very rapidly. And that kind of rapid high amount of force ends up pulling the bone out of place at the elbow.
That's exactly what happened to Slaughter and his daughter, as he explains in one of his TikTok videos. He stopped her from falling down the stairs and ended up having to treat her for nursemaid's elbow.
At that time, I was a resident, so I was a new doctor, and I had been rotating through pediatric emergency departments a lot. And it's something I saw very, very commonly. Kids come in, you know, their elbow is flexed a little bit, it's rotated inward, and they're not moving it. The minute you try to move it at all, they cry or swat you away. But if you're not touching it, they're actually not in pain. So it's a very identifiable injury, even without x-rays. In fact, they've done some studies showing that fractures are very uncommon with the kind of correct presentation, which is exactly what happened to my own daughter. I was walking up steps with her. I was holding her by her hand, and then she started to fall backwards. And to prevent that from happening, I pulled up really quickly on her wrist. I saved her from falling and whacking her head, but I popped her elbow out of socket, basically.
The bones and soft tissues of kids, like the ligaments that hold their elbows together, aren't fully formed yet. And when those ligaments are loose, it can lead to a nursemaid's elbow. Ligaments thicken and strengthen over time, so Slaughter says nursemaid's elbows are a lot less common after about age 6. But at 2 years old, Slaughter's daughter was in the common age range for it.
And I immediately knew what was happening because of the way that I pulled and her immediate cry and the way she was holding her arm. So very quickly, I popped it back into place and I started moving her arm around and it didn't bother her anymore. I knew I saved us a trip to the emergency department.
Luckily, Slaughter says nursemaids' elbows are easy to treat, but once it happens to a child, they face a 30 to 40% chance it will happen again. That risk increases even further for kids with certain conditions like Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, a connective tissue disease.
And so kids with EDS end up being at much higher risk of this. And this may be their first presentation to a medical provider to kind of clue them in. Wait a minute, why is this child having this happen to them 7 times a year when, you know, the actual incidence of this should be 20,000 children in the entire U.S. every year?
Unfortunately, most of the time, it's simply the case that accidents happen, sometimes repeatedly. For example, Dr. Erin Mizell, an orthopedic surgeon at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. She once treated her own daughter's nursemaid's elbow, but then it happened 2 more times.
I have seen 0, except for 3 times in my own child. The only time I've ever reduced one was in my own daughter when she was probably 18 months old, because as an orthopedic surgeon, these never make it to our office. These are usually reduced by ER physicians or pediatricians. So I never had the opportunity, even in 10 years of training at a county hospital, to reduce one of these until it happened to my own daughter. And then I've reduced hers twice. And then most recently was just a few weeks ago, happened again, because it is more common to happen once it has already occurred. So it's always been her left elbow. And this last time I actually had to bring her to the ER because she's now older and was not happy with mom doing the manipulation because it's painful for a very brief moment, but it was too much for me.
So how do you know if your child has a nursemaid's elbow? Mizell says the first thing to recognize is that it's not a fracture. If nothing appears torn or broken, you can begin ruling out more serious injuries.
The kids can pretty much flex and extend their elbow, so it's almost like they're using it normally, but they won't rotate their forearm. So they tend to protect it and just won't use the arm normally. The first time it happened to my daughter, I didn't notice it until she was sitting down in her high chair to eat and she was only eating with her right arm. She wasn't complaining of pain, wasn't crying, but she wasn't using her left arm. She just was ignoring it. And that is a typical presentation. They don't typically get very swollen. And if someone were to get an x-ray, it is typically completely normal. So it's kind of a diagnosis of exclusions.
Now, some parents might be thinking, why haven't I heard of a nursemaid's elbow? And how can I protect my child from injury while still having fun and staying active? Slaughter says you don't have to stop swinging around entirely.
You know, it's a lack of awareness. we need more programs like this to bring attention to the fact that you can never rapidly pull on a child's wrist, even if they're doing the most fun move in the world when you're swinging them around by the wrists. That doesn't mean that you can't still have fun and do things that are like verging on being dangerous with your kids. I mean, I think that there's a certain benefit to wrestling around and playing with your kids in that way, but there are certain things that should be avoided, and rapidly pulling at that wrist should definitely be avoided. So I think the issue here is just lack of awareness and education, which is why my video got shared so many times. It got somewhere over 1.3 million views. It got shared thousands of times, thousands of comments, and people being like, this happened to me. My uncle did this. My dad did this to me. Everybody's commenting on their personal experience with it. And the good news is that only a certain number of people were like, and I still have problems with my elbow to this day. Most people said, yeah, after a certain age, it never happened again. And that was the end of that.
Rowdiness is a normal part of childhood, but if your kid needs an elbow popped back into place, don't try this at home, unless you're a doctor, like one of today's guests. You can find more information about Dr. J. Max Lauder, Dr. Aaron Mizell, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. This segment originally aired August 2021 and was written by Scarlett O'Hara. Our lead producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Less is more? No. More is more. That's why Taco Bell's new $7 Luxe Cravings Box is stacked with all your cheesy, crunchy favorites. Think a beefy five-layer burrito, a double-stacked taco, a Chalupa Supreme, chips and nacho cheese sauce, and a drink for just $7. Live Luxe for less at Taco Bell and sign up for rewards to earn free food. At participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only while supplies last. Price and participation vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Points earned on qualifying purchases.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
Building AI systems is like having kids. You want your kids to be smarter than you are. You want your kids to be more successful than you are. And at the end of the day, you want your kids not to kill you.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Medical notes this week. The life-saving medication that can turn deadly. Just one dose of a popular antibiotic used to treat sepsis kills off most of our anaerobic gut bacteria. This bacteria rarely causes disease and is vital to our metabolism and immunity. New research published in JAMA Internal Medicine shows that while this drug is commonly used, it increases mortality by 5%, which has a big impact since sepsis is so common in America. TikTokers aren't doctors. Informational videos on vasectomies have been going viral on social media, but new research shows they can't be trusted. The study, published in AUA News, used a rubric to assess the quality of health information in the content. The videos had an average of 0.19 out of 5. Since 1 in 5 Americans search for health facts on TikTok, it's important to realize that the content we consume needs to be backed up by a credible source. Working on the night shift may be causing you extra stress. The human body has a natural internal clock that establishes a rhythm for many bodily functions. a new study in the Journal of Proteome Research shows that disrupting this routine can be detrimental. Even just a few days on night shift can throw off blood glucose regulation, energy metabolism, and inflammation. It may explain why these workers are more prone to obesity, diabetes, and other metabolic disorders. And finally, is plant formula the new breast milk? The benefits of breastfeeding are undeniable, but many moms have to rely on formula to feed their babies. While it has the essential nutrients, formula still can't mimic the full nutritional components of breast milk. However, researchers may have discovered how to genetically engineer plants that can replicate mother's milk. They're hopeful it will lead to healthier baby formula and even a new non-dairy milk option for adults. The research is published in the journal Nature Food. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayan Vastabetancourt.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
Building AI systems is like having kids. You want your kids to be smarter than you are. You want your kids to be more successful than you are. And at the end of the day, you want your kids not to kill you.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content, and tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash.
103.1 FM.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time of limitation, you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer. Queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
Anytime.
Ooh, recommend.
just like a baroness. Middleman from China, went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, she was that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Forgot she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class.
You're absolutely right. She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Anytime.
Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
Please stop explaining. Don't tell me 'cause it hurts.
103.1 FM.
The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to Flamborama, one of the longest-running community festivals in the state, from August 2nd to 4th. Visit the Big Tent on 5th Street North. On Saturday, head to Main Street for arts and crafts, sidewalk sales, and retail promotions. Don't miss the Northwoods Classic Car Show at the high school, the Evergreen Road Run starting at the Padua Center, Micronesian dancers, a cornhole tournament at the Rec Arena, and free live entertainment by Small Town Famous and Sonic Circus under the Big Tent. For more information, visit parkfalls.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine on tap for your Sunday. Light north winds. Could be a couple of showers this afternoon. Otherwise, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, a couple of showers, mostly cloudy. Our overnight low will drop to the middle 50s. Right now, it's 61.
I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
I it's gonna take money.
And more. 103.1 FM.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
This is 103.1 FM.
One way.
Looking for the 80s, 90s, and more? You found it. This is 103.1 FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In May, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a racially gerrymandered South Carolina congressional district and made future racial gerrymandering cases more difficult. July 29th, pro-voter groups filed a state suit claiming the gerrymander violated the state constitutional provision to an equal right to elect officers. In 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that partisan gerrymandering was a matter for the states to decide, but racial gerrymandering could still be challenged under the Voting Rights Act. The South Carolina NAACP sued when 30,000 black voters were moved to a more white district, diluting their voting power and creating a white Republican majority district. The South Carolina legislature claimed it did so for partisan, not racial reasons. The U.S. Supreme Court not only allowed the racially gerrymandered district, but raised the bar for proving future racial gerrymandering cases. The NAACP withdrew further challenges on July 26th. July 29th, the ACLU and the League of Women Voters asked the South Carolina Supreme Court to rule on the state constitutionality of the same congressional district, citing Article 1, Section 5. Lynn Teague of the South Carolina League of Women Voters said in a statement, South Carolina's constitution protects its citizens' right to exercise equal influence over our elections. We have a link to the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine on tap for your Sunday. Light north winds. Could be a couple of showers this afternoon. Otherwise, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, a couple of showers, mostly cloudy. Our overnight low will drop to the middle 50s. Right now, it's 61.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bands.